This is Liz Lavender, and I'm joined also by Valentine Reynolds and Morgan Lavender. Would you each introduce yourself? Valentine first.
My name is Valentine Reynolds. I am Peter Reynolds' daughter. Been in the circus, got memories back to probably the age of two. Age now, I'm 21.
Right.
21 now. So yeah, I've pretty much grew up with circus all my life, travelled every summer. I remember mainly Immortal tour and Science Circus just before that. I can't remember what years they were at all.
And what did your parents do on the circus?
My mum, she looked after children and she cooked. That's what I remember of her. And my dad, he composed all the music and performed in a live band.
Okay, if we can turn to Morgan now.
Hi, my name is Morgan Lavender. I'm Liz Lavender's daughter. And my mother first started off, I think she started off as a childminder of the circus. And then she moved on to doing the bar for some of the community ones and then cooking for the tented tours. I am 27 now. Oh, yeah, my mother did all the bar and the merchandising and the tuck shop.
I just asked Sid and Leah to answer a question as well, which was, in terms of your learning and growing, what did you learn from the circus, if you like, that perhaps you didn't learn at school? What was the difference there between your time at home and at school and on tour with the circus? Morgan first.
So at home, life was obviously more organised, more sort of regimented, to have more structure, so going to school, coming home, sort of standard stuff. When you're in the circus, it was much more unpredictable. You learn a lot of life skills, you got to meet a lot of different people, you had to interact with a lot of different people, public and performers. You shared your living space, your private space and your social spaces with lots of different people. And you sort of learned to travel, you saw different cultures. I mean, it was just in the UK. You saw different cities, different events, lots of different performance, not just the circus that you were in, but often part of bigger, wider events that showed arts projects.
Lovely. And Valentine, what do you think you learned? What were the differences in your learning experience between being at school and being with the circus?
I feel that because of, in the circus there weren't that many kids, there was only a small group of us and we were all very close, I feel that we were all very mature at a very young age, and that's something that I've carried on when I came into school, when I moved to Bristol, and I've carried it all my life, and I don't think I would be like that if I hadn't had my circus upbringing, because we'd be sitting there at 10 o'clock at night and just little kids, 5-6 year olds, maybe a little bit older, sitting around like adults, just drinking cups of tea and listening to them talk about everything and anything into the middle of the night. And obviously, probably didn't understand most of it, but being around, yeah, adults, it's completely shaped who I am now.
A real quick fire question from all of you, out of all the shows you've seen No Fit State do, which do you think is your favourite and why? And this is a quick fire round going to